Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Buyers, small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Those of you who just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, you know what we think about you. We think you are a very highly intelligent person. That's what we think. Which you already knew that, didn't you? And I know why you're here. I know why you stayed, because we got Anita Rosen on the line. Anita is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Could not do without her. We don't even want to think about what would happen to us if we didn't have Anita. She is, ladies and gentlemen, back in the 90s, when we go into the Wayback Machine now, back in the 90s when nobody knew what e-commerce was, Anita was developing the first e-commerce site probably on planet Earth over at Netscape, and she's been involved in the whole online experience ever since, and she is a world-class expert in this area. If you really want to know where we are and where we're going, Anita's the person to ask and to listen to, and she's going to help us with some of that right now. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, and I've got the second edition. I don't know if there's a third edition out now or not, but it has sold something under a billion copies worldwide. Anita, welcome back to the show.
But not much.
Is there a third edition?
No, I have a new book coming out in a couple months.
And that's called?
E-Learning 2.0.
All right. Now, and I expect to launch that on the show, by the way.
Oh, definitely.
So make sure I get my copy.
As soon as I get a launch date, you are the first to hear about it.
Absolutely, you got to do that.
It's at my editor's.
Hmm?
And the book is at my editor's. I mean, it's off my desk and on my editor's desk.
Oh, good. So you feel like you birthed another baby, don't you?
No, it's better than that. Because you birth a baby and you get home and now you're up all night long.
and you got to pay for it. Hopefully this one it will have a job from day one, right?
Yeah, the nice thing about a book is you birth a book and you go home and you sleep well.
That's right. And then your kid wakes you up, right?
Yeah.
Anita, what's the hottest thing in online strategy these days?
Well, everyone's talking about, there's a few different things going on, but one of the big things I think I'd like to talk about today is video. And there's two pieces of it. One of it is, how do you use video to move your business ahead? And mm-hmm. two is, how do you protect yourself from video?
Mm.
And you got to think that if you're moving your business ahead with video, those other people are protecting themselves from video.
Right.
So you got to think about it.
Let's talk now. Can I reverse that? Tell us what you mean by protect from video first.
Well, if you have employees, what are they sitting there during the day doing? Are they on YouTube watching videos? Are they on ABC.com watching TV show they missed
mm-hmm.
the night before?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you want to protect yourself from video.
Yeah.
It can be a great time sink. And there's a lot of employees. I've got employees. Some people are great and really focused and do their jobs. And others look for anything for a distraction. And it doesn't make them a bad employee. It just makes you have to be a better boss,
yeah.
a better manager,
yeah.
which is understand who goofs off and don't. And
mm-hmm.
make sure that you don't give them distractions. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's probably in their car right now going, oh, yeah, I know exactly who the ones are that distract easy.
Aren't there ways, there are programs that I've heard about where you can actually know what your people are doing online.
Do you want to waste your time doing that?
No, but they give you reports. You tell them it's a filter, I guess, kind of thing.
A
little report that you say, okay, if this happens, I want to know about it. Like
right.
if this word comes in on email, these kinds of words, that kind of thing, or if there's any kind of an image or whatever, it'll tell you that. What do you think about those?
So, you can do that. And I don't necessarily find that managers get busy, and maybe the first week they're checking it, and then it slacks off.
Yeah.
So you could do.
But how do you protect yourself other than just say, look, this is what I expect. I don't expect you to be doing these things, and if I find that you are, we got a problem.
Right. So that's exactly it. There's a couple different levels. You can put something out in there, and the question is, how much do you want to get involved? You can have it so no videos come through your company, because videos can kill a network. So you've got this nice little network that's coming along, and all of a sudden no one can send emails out. And you find out it's because some guy is watching lots of videos, and he's taking your network down to your network is a pipe. And now all of a sudden,
videos suck the pipe dry, don't they?
Well, we put it the exact opposite way in the networking business. It fills it up.
Yeah. Yeah. It clogs it.
It clogs it. So that you've got this huge thing called a video going down your pipe, and all this little stuff called email can't get through because you've got that big video thing.
Well, you know, I said years ago, I said eight or nine years ago, when the big pipes becomes ubiquitous, when it becomes, you know, diffused in the marketplace, I said the world will change. And these are some of the things that Anita's talking about. We're going to be right back after these messages. A lot more to come with our good friend Anita Rosen, the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the Brain Trust members who are on the show with me. Over 1,000 of these interviews I do every year, and you can find all the Brain Trust members who do these shows with me every day right there on the website. Find out more about them. You can find the archives of the interviews I have with these folks there, thousands and thousands of them that are there. You can listen to them by streaming, by podcasting. You can RSS, whatever you like. Lots of different ways that you can use our stuff. And then, of course, you can read articles. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can check out our blog. Lots and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And more to come. We're working on some new stuff. And, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. Anita Rosen is our guest. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. Anita, you talked to us in the previous segment about how to protect ourselves from video, from people. You know, this is another reason why you want to make sure all of your computers that are hooked up to the internet have really, really good security systems, because from those videos, over the transom of bringing those videos in, can come some ugly stuff, right?
It depends upon how the videos are set up. Because if you're just watching them, they're not going to bring anything in.
Okay.
So it depends upon how your network's set up.
Right.
And most businesses, you might not have an IT person in-house, but you hire an IT person to come in. And they should do a decent job for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to really sit down on the side of protecting yourself. You need to decide how mature your employees are, what kind of relationship you have with them. Can you just tell them, I don't think watching video on company time is appropriate, and they won't do it?
Right.
Or do you have to get to the point where you just say to your IT people, don't let any videos through? And the problem is could there be videos out there that are work-related that you want them
right.
to see?
Well, sometimes in my business, we want videos to be able to come in sometimes.
Yeah, because there could be training courses on the web
exactly.
that they could be taking that
exactly.
has a video. There could be all kinds of information that is on video that you want them to have access to. Or you might say, no, there's no reason in the world for them to ever have to watch a video. And if there is, they should come into my office and explain it to me, because if business has changed that much, then I need to know. And then maybe I'll relook at the rules. So what kind of employees do you have? What are they doing? I know I worked with a company, this is on the training side, and everyone says, oh gosh, you know, in your training courses you have to have games. That makes the training material good. So what they did is they created a training course, and it was a retail, and they created a training course that had lots of games. And they went out there, and the employees loved these training courses. They were so much better than the training courses that didn't have
mm-hmm.
games.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found is the employees just played those games all the time because they were great games. And when they did research, no productivity enhancements came about because of the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, are you just trying to entertain your employees so they don't do their job?
All right. What about, now let's switch over and talk about how to use video to our advantage.
Yeah, so there's two ways, the output and the input way of using video. On the output way of video, creating videos that other on your business that other people can access to learn more about your business.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have a series of videos that explains your product, that explains your service, that explains your industry. Whatever it is, video might be a really easy way to be able to convey it. And not talking head video. Make it a little bit more interesting. Go online and do some research and look at the videos that are out there and see how they're creating videos that are a little bit more interesting than just some boring person sitting there talking about your product.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, and maybe not try to be, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. Like if you have a small company and you just want to, maybe you want to show your customers how to use a product or how to apply something, you know, use an application that you'd want. You don't have to be a professional actor to do something like this. They probably would appreciate the fact that it's just you.
Yeah. Well, look at if you go on YouTube, look at the most popular videos. They're not professionally produced. I mean, some of them are, but a lot of them, what people find interesting is they were just done, you know, with a little bit of creativity.
Right.
And every town across America has a small business that is a video production company. They're probably doing weddings and bar mitzvahs today, but they would love to be doing small business videos.
But some of these, I mean, I know it's crude and the quality's not all that great, but you could do it with a webcam.
Right.
Depending on what you're trying to accomplish.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to get fancy. What you want to get is creative.
Right. But most people are going to need help
editing
the video, capturing it, and then turning it into an application on the website. That's where you're going to need some help, probably.
Yeah, well, I also find that on the editing side, because there's a lot of people that said, it's great, but they really kind of need someone to help them along with the process. I mean, some people are very creative and create their own videos, and you can go on YouTube and see that. And other people, you know, that's not your business.
I don't think you see too many small business owners who have done much production on YouTube. Most of us, you know, we got other things that we need to be focusing on, and that's the reason why I think, you know, you just need to help, get somebody to help you.
Yeah, I don't think it's you don't need to go to Hollywood. There's every town across America has some small business that does videos for
weddings. Exactly. And it's not that expensive either, folks. Not as much as you might think. And the impact could be huge if you apply it the right way. Tintail, we're going to be right back with our good friend Anita Rosen. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, ReadyGo.com, right, Anita? I think that's the website, ReadyGo.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Walking down the street one day.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for staying with me. Rosen is our guest. Anita, give us your website. Anita, you got the website? Did we lose Anita? Okay, Anita's website, I'm pretty sure it's ReadyGo.com. And the book is called The E-Commerce Question and Answer Book. Anita, are you there? We must have lost Anita. One of the things that, folks, one of the things that we were talking about video with Anita, and we're going to get her right back on here. If you want to make your website more interesting to your customers, you want to try to put a little video up. That's one of the things we're working on for the future of our website, is we're going to have some video. But what I think is great about video is you can use it in conjunction with the application of a product. If you got a product that your customers are buying from you, and they've got to put it together, they've got to take it out and use it in the field, they got to whatever, videotape yourself doing that, and walk them through all this. Anita, what do you think?
It's a great way of doing things. You can also put those videos that you have, post them on YouTube. I'm not kidding.
Talk to us about that. What is, you know, I know
it's a
that
website,
I'm,
so, but what it now
I know
does,
I'm a dinosaur,
not just the people
but
that are coming to your website gets to see it. Everyone has access to it.
Right.
And someone else might say, hey, that's a cool-looking product, just because they saw it not where they were expecting to see it. And the other thing is now you link to it from your website, so instead of you trying to have to figure out how to support video, because video is very what they call bandwidth intensive.
Right.
So now you put it on your website, and does your website have the bandwidth to support video?
Well, so are you saying to do the video, post it on YouTube, and from your website link to YouTube and let YouTube support this for you?
Yes. But now think about that caveat.
Not host the video on your own site.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Very interesting.
But now think about the caveat. What did we say the first part of the show? Be careful. You know, I don't want anyone on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, what about your customers? If they're saying
right.
they don't want anyone on YouTube, and YouTube has a video that's helping that customer do something.
It's the horns of a dilemma, isn't it?
That's exactly why I'm saying you got to be careful, because you sit there and say you have the report. Someone spent 45 minutes on YouTube. What were you doing goofing off? And the guy was like, I was watching a series of videos that I need to do my job.
And the boss had no idea that they could do it on YouTube, because he doesn't even know what YouTube is.
You're right. That's why I'm saying you got to be careful with these reports, because
right.
it's a two-sided sword.
Yeah. Very interesting. You know, I hadn't thought about using YouTube as a resource from your website.
Yeah.
How about that?
So that you don't have to be managing these videos. Let YouTube's owned by Google. They're very rich. They got lots and lots of computers. Let them use their computers.
That's pretty good. Well, you know, another thing you might want to do, folks, is you might want to go out there and see what your competitors are doing. You know, they may be ahead of you on this angle. What do you think, Anita?
Probably not. Probably not ahead of you. So that way you can sit there and say, now I can be leading. Yeah, go over and obviously go over and check your competitors, but
right.
they're probably not ahead of you on this.
Mm-hmm.
And you put a series of videos on there, and all of a sudden you stand out in the crowd. One caveat, never make a video on the web longer than 2 minutes.
Ah.
People don't have a long attention span.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, I saw this one video that was 8 minutes. Well, it was a very special video. Most of them you'll see on YouTube are 2 minutes. There's a good reason. People have about a 2-minute attention span.
Yep.
So even if you
exactly
have a 10-minute
right.
video, chunk it into 2-minute segments. People will
watch. Not only that, but that's five different. That'll be five different pages that get indexed by the search engines.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So my recommendation is break it into chunks that are no longer than 2 minutes. People will watch 5-10-minute videos. 5 2-minute videos, they won't watch a 10-minute video. Halfway through that 10-minute video, they'll walk away.
Most people don't want to be videotaped for more than 2 minutes either.
It's hard.
All these people that we might be, you know, we'd be recommending to do this. Anita, fascinating stuff. Very good information, as always. I know we can always count on you to bring us up to date on the latest and the greatest. Give us the website again, please.
Well, I have two websites. I have AnitaRosen.com if you're looking at my consulting services, and ReadyGo.com if you're looking at e-learning.
E-learning. She's got an outstanding program that you can find there at ReadyGo.com. And you'll customize that too, won't you, if they want it?
Well, yes and no, yeah.
All right. The book is called The E-Commerce Question and Answer Book, second edition. Thanks, Anita. See you next time.
Okay.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.